mytakeandthetakeaway.org. So in the United States, in the prison system, we like to think of prisons as having something to do with rehabilitation or doing something to care for the people who are inmates in those prisons. It's an idea that's been around for a long time. We don't like to think of the prison system as simply a warehouse for individuals we don't want on the street. But for the mentally ill who go into prisons for reasons that are questionable and who come out of prisons that are equally for reasons that are equally questionable, warehousing might just be a good name. 5 years ago, in the Frontline documentary The New Asylums, filmmakers Karen O'Connor and Mary Novaski documented how the Ohio prison system struggled to provide care, real care, to thousands of mentally ill inmates. To answer the question of what happens when those inmates are released into the community, Karen O'Connor has another film called The Released, a Frontline co-production with Mead Street Films. It airs tomorrow night. Frontline is a WGBH production from Boston. WGBH is our partner. Karen O'Connor joins us from Western Massachusetts. Karen, thanks for being on the program.
Pleasure to be with you, John. Thank you.
How alarming and how challenging is the question of what to do with mentally ill inmates when their sentences are up and they're released into the community?
It's pretty alarming. This year alone in the United States, there'll be over 700,000 prisoners coming out back into the communities. And it's the largest exodus actually in U.S. history. And half of those will be mentally ill. So it's probably an issue that's more pressing than ever.
Now, when you say mentally ill, are we talking about people who are depressed or have, you know, what we might describe as attitude problems or something more severe?
Something more severe. Our film in particular, we're looking at the seriously mentally ill, the severely mentally ill, and in most cases in our film, all of the inmates have been diagnosed with what's been described as paranoid schizophrenia. So this is real mental illness, severe psychiatric disorders.
Well, listen to this excerpt from your film about an inmate who you encountered by the name of Stokes, and I'm wondering if his situation is typical. Listen, and I'll ask you when we come back.
I have psychotic episodes sometimes when I'm not taking the medication. I could be a real jerk. I take Clozaril. It's an antipsychotic. It's like a miracle drug. I'm a totally different person on it. I mean, I'm able to function, abide by rules set here and everything, and it's the medication that I need to be on.
He needs to be on this medication, Karen O'Connor, but is Stokes likely to have his compliance monitored in any sense once he's out of prison?
That's the central issue, John. It's the real failure, actually. Once he walks out of the prison gate, staying on his medication will be voluntary. And unfortunately, with schizophrenia, insight into one's own illness is often lacking, at least when unmedicated. So it has been a real problem for Stokes and for nearly every severely mentally ill person who leaves prison. It's an unending problem.
To even maintain their prescription drugs that, as you say and point out in the film, are absolutely critical to people maintaining their sanity or their ability to function, maintaining their prescription drugs involves what sort of interaction with healthcare agencies and government agencies to even make sure that they can have the pills on hand?
Well, that's the point. I mean, navigating our healthcare system is difficult for any of us, never mind if you come out of prison after however many years and have a serious mental illness. In the film, there's this wonderful psychiatrist who works with an outreach team. There's a mobile van in Columbus that's trying to bring psychiatric treatment to the homeless and to those living under bridges and in cardboard boxes who are, many of them, recently released from prison. And he talks about the realities of psychiatric treatment for those coming out of incarceration is virtually non-existent, and that it isn't a population that's going to be able to, one, navigate that mental health system, and even if they can, they're not people who are going to come to him with their planners and their organizers and their Blackberries and be easily compliant when they're living behind a dumpster somewhere. So it's always difficult, but it's especially difficult for ex-offenders with serious mental illness.
Now, you describe the scale of this problem as a huge exodus us from prison, the largest, I believe you said, in U.S. history, or certainly in recent memory, of mentally ill going out into the community. And as you describe in the film, with very few institutions monitoring their behavior, I gather you began with the premise that this is something we should all be alarmed about. But in observing your film, one acquires an enormous amount of sympathy and real sadness for the victims here. It's not us who are the victims. It's these inmates.
Well, I'm pleased to hear you say it. It's what we attempted to do, actually, is to just go in with, to provide at least some intimate look at the lives of these people with serious mental illness, and to see why it's a struggle to remain free. What's really shocking is how often these same guys go in and out, and just this revolving door between jail, prison, streets, and back again. And so for us, just following these individuals over the course of time, you realize that none of us should be surprised that it is really virtually impossible for the seriously mentally ill to stay out of prison these days.
But if you could follow them, it at least suggests that mental health professionals, if there was an infrastructure in place, could monitor their compliance and make sure that they were healthy and safe out in communities, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we discovered, is it's the issue feels so vast. At the same time, the answer seems relatively simple. They need a decent place to live, they need somebody keeping an eye on them, and they need to stay medicated. And so that seems doable. It's certainly within reach anyway.
Well, they are the released. They are the subject of a film. Karen O'Connor, filmmaker, is responsible for a Frontline co-production with Mead Street Films. The Released airs tomorrow night. Check your local PBS stations for listings. Karen O'Connor, thanks so much for joining us.
A real pleasure. Thank you, John.
And Femi Okeh has some headlines now.
Just coming up to 29 minutes past the hour. Good morning.